be back next Thursday, yes. So you can listen in for that, folks. WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
All right.
I'm Tom Hoos from Earlton, New York, and I'm listening to WGXC Acre, New York.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
You've tuned into All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Amanda Parcellas reporting for Columbia Green Media. A section of the Cedar Park Cemetery in the city of Hudson has now been designated for the Muslim community. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector, Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry, and members of the Hudson Islamic Center gathered last week for the unveiling of 135 plots reserved for the Muslim community on the north side of the cemetery along Columbia Turnpike. Cedar Park is maintained by the City Department of Public Works. The conversation about designating a portion of the burial ground for the Muslim community started after the death in early 2019 of Hudson resident and SUNY Polytechnic Institute student Pardus Sultana. Because there was no local option available, Sultana was interned in East Greenbush, nearly 40 miles from Hudson, forcing her family to travel 45 minutes by car to visit her grave. Second Ward Alderman Dewan Sarawar said, and I quote, "I am thankful to the city of Hudson. Everyone in my community is very happy. But now it is close to home. Now people can visit every day if they miss their family, so this is actually the perfect spot. Everyone is very happy we got this," end quote. The Muslim community is one of the fastest growing in Hudson, and the city's Islamic Center currently has more than 500 members. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Scott Smith has announced he is a candidate for the 18th Congressional District seat currently held by Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney of Cold Spring. This will be the Goshen Teachers' third congressional run as an unaffiliated independent candidate. Smith said, and I quote, "I see a need to have independent representation. Right now, the way I see things, we end up with candidates who represent parties, not necessarily the people of the district," end quote. He declared the Congress, and I quote, "in desperate need of cleaning," end quote. So far, the only Republican candidate challenging Maloney is Chili Farley of Tuxedo Park, Orange County. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation has designated February 15th and 16th, 2020, as a free fishing weekend. On those 2 days, the fishing license requirement will be waived statewide. New York residents interested in learning how to ice fish are encouraged to visit the Department of Environmental Conservation's Fishing Clinic's website at dec.ny.gov. Participation in these programs does not require a fishing license, and the equipment is often provided for use. For anyone interested in ice fishing, the DEC advises that 4 inches of solid, clear ice is usually safe for anglers accessing ice on foot. Ice thickness can vary on bodies of water and even within the same body of water. Anglers should be particularly cautious of areas of moving water and around boat docks and houses where bubblers and around boat docks and houses where bubblers may be installed to reduce the ice from forming. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. A group of New York lawmakers is calling on the state's Department of Health to establish minimum staffing regulations for hospitals and nursing homes. The department is currently studying the topic, and a report is due at the end of the year. In letters to Health Commissioner Howard Zucker last week, lawmakers said conducting the study was an, and I quote, important and necessary step, end quote, but called for further action once it is complete. They wrote, and I quote, "We are strong supporters of minimum statewide health care worker patient ratios in hospitals and nursing homes. We believe that the cost of understaffing in terms of the lives and health of New Yorkers in health care facilities are significant and must be addressed," end quote. The letter was signed by 67 members of the Assembly, including local representatives D.D. Barrett, a Democrat, and Chris Teague, a Republican. Concerns around insufficient staffing has been the focus of rallies in the Capital Region 2019, including several held by Albany Medical Center nurses and 2 held by caregivers at Good Samaritan Village in Delmar. Opponents to the potential legislation include the hospital and nursing home industries. They argue there are other ways to improve patient safety without, and I quote, "inflexible government-mandated," end quote, ratios, which they claim would drive the cost of compliance up and force them to reduce services, lay off staff, or shut down altogether. Department of Health spokesperson Jill Montag said the lawmaker's letter is being reviewed. She said the department is looking forward to sharing the report, though she did not provide a date for its release. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County legislators agreed to spend about $1.4 million on a new Hunter transfer station. The county has previously discussed rehabbing the previous Hunter transfer station. Highway and Solid Waste Superintendent Robert Van Walkenburg said, and I quote, "It's much higher than our original estimate, but it is a much more workable solution," end quote. The new station will be capable of exporting its own waste, compared to the old station, which had to send it to Catskill before shipping. That change, the story claims, could save the county $100,000 per year in trucking costs. Catskill Republican legislator Michael Bulick said, and I quote, "I don't see how you get around not going with the other building," end quote. The Hunter station has been accepting about 3,000 tons per year, while the Windham station gets about 2,200 tons. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson police strapped on their cameras December 20th and began recording video of their actions. The Hudson police are the first public safety agency in Columbia County with body cameras. Police Chief L. Edward Moore said December 19th, and I quote, "This project started out as a demand from the public. We listened to that, and we followed through. We also saw it as a law enforcement tool," end quote. But Hudson only has 8 of the $800 cameras and 26 police officers. In September, the city attorney, Columbia County District Attorney's Office, the police union, and more came to an agreement on how the cameras would be used by officers. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Williams reports for the Times Union. that Boeing's incompetence with the disastrous 737 MAX aircraft means fewer flights on Southwest airline flights to and from Albany International Airport this year. Southwest has reduced flights and will continue through April reducing flights in Albany because the Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts are grounded. Southwest is not saying exactly how many flights in Albany will not happen in the next 4 months. Southwest spokesperson Dan Lansden told the Times Union, and I quote, "There will be some frequency reductions on certain routes on some days of the week at Albany, as regularly occurs with schedule revisions, but I don't have a complete list to share with you," end quote. Last March, when the aircraft was first grounded, Southwest was out of 15 daily flights from Albany International Airport, but that is already down to 11 a day. Two 737 MAX crashes in the past 18 months killed 346 people. Last week, Southwest reached a confidential settlement with Boeing for damages for the grounding of its 34 737 MAX planes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. On December 25th, in the United States, many government services are shut down for a religious holiday, Christmas. Local closings reported by the Daily Freeman include Amtrak, which will be on a Sunday schedule. Banks will be closed. Federal offices closed. Financial markets closed. Greene County Transit will have no service. There will be no mail delivery. Metro North will be on a holiday schedule. Schools will be closed through New Year's. State offices will be closed. For Trailways, call 845-339-4230 or 800-858-8555. And Ulster County Transit buses, including the Kingston routes, will have no service.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 36. Thursday night, there's a chance of rain, snow, sleet, or freezing rain in the late night hours with a low around 31. Friday, freezing rain turning to rain as it warms up Friday with a high near 44, low around 32 Friday night. Then Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high near 40 and a low around 28. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Friday, December 27th, blues musicians Bruce Katz and Giles Robson perform at 8 p.m. at the Colony in Woodstock. On Saturday, December 28th, Carsey Blanton and the Suitcase Junket perform at Club Helsinki Hudson at 9 p.m. On Sunday, December 29th, Riley Walker, Chris Forsyth, and Garcia Peoples perform at the Colony in Woodstock at 8 p.m. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXC.org/calendar.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update.
I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Amanda Parcellas reporting for Columbia Green Media. A section of the Cedar Park Cemetery in the city of Hudson has now been designated for the Muslim community. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector, Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry, and members of the Hudson Islamic Center gathered last week for the unveiling of 135 plots reserved for the Muslim community on the north side of the cemetery along Columbia Turnpike. Cedar Park is maintained by the City Department of Public Works. The conversation about designating a portion of the burial ground for the Muslim community started after the death in early 2019 of Hudson resident and SUNY Polytechnic Institute student Pardus Sultana. Because there was no local option available, Sultana was interned in East Greenbush, nearly 40 miles from Hudson, forcing her family to travel 45 minutes by car to visit her grave. Second Ward Alderman Dewan Sarawar said, and I quote, "I am thankful to the city of Hudson. Everyone in my community is very happy. But now it is close to home. Now people can visit every day if they miss their family, so this is actually the perfect spot. Everyone is very happy we got this," end quote. The Muslim community is one of the fastest growing in Hudson, and the city's Islamic Center currently has more than 500 members. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Scott Smith has announced he is a candidate for the 18th Congressional District seat currently held by Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney of Cold Spring. This will be the Goshen Teacher's third congressional run as an unaffiliated independent candidate. Smith said, and I quote, "I see a need to have independent representation. Right now, the way I see things, we end up with candidates who represent parties, not necessarily the people of the district," end quote. He declared the Congress, and I quote, "in desperate need of cleaning," end quote. So far, the only Republican candidate challenging Maloney is Chili Farley of Tuxedo Park, Orange County. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation has designated February 15th and 16th, 2020, as a free fishing weekend. On those 2 days, the fishing license requirement will be waived statewide. New York residents interested in learning how to ice fish are encouraged to visit the Department of Environmental Conservation's fishing clinic's website at dec.ny.gov. Participation in these programs does not require a fishing license, and the equipment is often provided for use. For anyone interested in ice fishing, the DEC advises that 4 inches of solid clear ice is usually safe for anglers accessing ice on foot. Ice thickness can vary on bodies of water and even within the same body of water. Anglers should be particularly cautious of areas of moving water and around boat docks and houses where bubblers and around boat docks and houses where bubblers may be installed to reduce the ice from forming. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. A group of New York lawmakers is calling on the state's Department of Health to establish minimum staffing regulations for hospitals and nursing homes. The department is currently studying the topic, and a report is due at the end of the year. In letters to Health Commissioner Howard Zucker last week, lawmakers said conducting the study was an, and I quote, "important and necessary step," end quote, but called for further action once it is complete. They wrote, and I quote, "We are strong supporters of minimum statewide health care worker patient ratios in hospitals and nursing homes. We believe that the cost of understaffing in terms of the lives and health of New Yorkers in health care facilities are significant and must be addressed," end quote. The letter was signed by 67 members of the Assembly, including local representatives D.D. Barrett, a Democrat, and Chris Teague, a Republican. Concerns around insufficient staffing has been the focus of rallies in the Capital Region 2019, including several held by Albany Medical Center nurses and 2 held by caregivers at Good Samaritan Village in Delmar. Opponents to the potential legislation include the hospital and nursing home industries. They argue there are other ways to improve patient safety without, and I quote, "inflexible government-mandated," end quote, ratios, which they claim would drive the cost of compliance up and force them to reduce services, lay off staff, or shut down altogether.
Department of Health spokesperson Jill Montag said the lawmaker's letter is being reviewed. She said the department is looking forward to sharing the report, though she did not provide a date for its release. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County legislators agreed to spend about $1.4 million on a new Hunter transfer station. The county has previously discussed rehabbing the previous Hunter transfer station. Highway and Solid Waste Superintendent Robert Van Walkenburg said, and I quote, "It's much higher than our original estimate, but it is a much more workable solution," end quote. The new station will be capable of exporting its own waste compared to the old station, which had to send it to Catskill before shipping. That change, the story claims, could save the county $100,000 per year in trucking costs. Catskill Republican legislator Michael Bulick said, and I quote, "I don't see how you get around not going with the other building," end quote. The Hunter station has been accepting about 3,000 tons per year, while the Windham station gets about 2,200 tons. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson police strapped on their cameras December 20th and began recording video of their actions. The Hudson police are the first public safety agency in Columbia County with body cameras. Police Chief L. Edward Moore said December 19th, and I quote, "This project started out as a demand from the public. We listened to that, and we followed through. We also saw it as a law enforcement tool," end quote. But Hudson only has 8 of the $800 cameras and 26 police officers. In September, the city attorney, Columbia County District Attorney's Office, the police union, and more came to an agreement on how the cameras would be used by officers. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Williams reports for the Times Union that Boeing's incompetence with the disastrous 737 MAX aircraft means fewer flights on Southwest airline flights to and from Albany International Airport this year. Southwest has reduced flights and will continue through April reducing flights in Albany because the Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts are grounded. Southwest is not saying exactly how many flights in Albany will not happen in the next 4 months. Southwest spokesperson Dan Lansden told the Times Union, and I quote, "There will be some frequency reductions on certain routes on some days of the week at Albany, as regularly occurs with schedule revisions, but I don't have a complete list to share with you," end quote. Last March, when the aircraft was first grounded, Southwest was out of 15 daily flights from Albany International Airport, but that is already down to 11 a day. Two 737 MAX crashes in the past 18 months killed 346 people. Last week, Southwest reached a confidential settlement with Boeing for damages for the grounding of its 34 737 MAX planes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. On December 25th, in the United States, many government services are shut down for a religious holiday, Christmas. Local closings reported by the Daily Freeman include Amtrak, which will be on a Sunday schedule. Banks will be closed. Federal offices closed. Financial markets closed. Greene County Transit will have no service. There will be no mail delivery. Metro North will be on a holiday schedule. Schools will be closed through New Year's. State offices will be closed. For Trailways, call 845-339-4230 or 800-858-8555. And Ulster County Transit buses, including the Kingston routes, will have no service.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 36. Thursday night, there's a chance of rain, snow, sleet, or freezing rain in the late night hours with a low around 31. Friday, freezing rain turning to rain as it warms up Friday with a high near 44, low around 32 Friday night. Then Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high near 40 and a low around 28. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Friday, December 27th, blues musicians Bruce Katz and Giles Robson perform at 8 p.m. at the Colony in Woodstock. On Saturday, December 28th, Carsey Blanton and the Suitcase Junket perform at Club Helsinki Hudson at 9 p.m. On Sunday, December 29th, Riley Walker, Chris Forsyth, and Garcia Peoples perform at the Colony in Woodstock at 8 p.m. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXC.org/calendar.
So there you have it. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Acre, and all points north, south, east, and west, and the world, if you want to go to WGXC.org on your computer. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Judd Malton of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
In the hour of the wolf, in a black puddle of rain, up steep blues are giving me a pain. In the memory bank, everything is free. Afternoon siesta,
That was Upstate Blues by Ross Goldstein, Catskill-based composer.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Starbuck of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like berries on the vine. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I am a student of MC Smith, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Oh, okay. I didn't know when you were going to start finishing the intro for me, so I had to guess.
All that good stuff. And we're going to talk about some books and other bookish things today. So we'll talk a little bit about some of our favorite reads and perhaps views or listens from the past year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what are some of your favorite books you read this year? They don't have to have been published this year, just that you've read this year.
Okay.
But you can say it's from this year if you want. I mean, don't lie. But
it's a good thing it doesn't. It's a good thing it doesn't need to be published this year, because I don't like keep track of stuff like that.
Yeah, me either.
I was like, I wasn't prepared for this episode. I didn't do my homework.
Yeah.
But pretty much everything I've read in my English class this year so far.
Shout out to Miss Neer.
Yeah, she's so great. She's such a great teacher. Pretty much everything I've read in my English class has been, like, at the very least, like, extremely, like, engaging. Mm-hmm. Probably helps because she taught. But my favorite book that I've read so far in her class has been The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. Cool. Our entire class has collectively agreed that he probably sold his soul to something to be able to write that book as beautifully as he did. But I loved every character. I loved all the Death Diary segments. They were amazing and beautiful. We even have, like, a favorite chapter. I think it's, like, Death's Diary, the Parisians, which is gorgeous. And we made a blackout poem out of it, which was also fun. But, yeah, I just love, love, love that book. I don't know if I got the chance to talk about it on here yet, because last week we started talking about movies, maybe, or something. I haven't been here in a few weeks.
You've talked about The Book Thief.
I've talked about The Book Thief, but I don't remember if I actually told you what it was about.
You did?
I did? Okay, good. Okay. It's a great book. I haven't been here in a while. I'm confused.
We've missed you. Do you have any other favorites?
But just things I've read for myself? Oh, I need to think back. It's hard to believe that it's like almost the end of the year already.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think back, maybe things I've read during the summer. I read another book by Todd Strasser. I read Fallout. That was good. I read more Wings of Fire books.
Always good.
Yeah, because I think the latest one came out this year. Another comic came out this year, the one I was looking forward to the most. For Wings of Fire, yeah. The third one. So that came out, and that was fun to read and look at. And just stare at the pages, hypnotized by all the colors.
Yeah.
And is that all I can think of? Yeah.
How about
It's hard to, like, recap the whole year.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like I oftentimes forget, like, was that this year or was that the year before? And I have to look back at my notes to find out.
Yeah.
That's why I keep track, because I can't otherwise.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lena, what are some of your favorite books you've read this year?
My favorite book so far that I've read this year, the first manga, Ruby, and it's, like, very interesting. The second manga, which is also Ruby, and the third one, which is also Ruby.
The series is called Ruby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just got the new, well, not the newest book, but like the last book of the series from Ruby.
I didn't know they came out with so much like literature for that show, because originally it was an internet series.
Oh, okay.
Well, I say was, but I'm pretty sure it's still going on. I just lost interest in it. The way it spells actually RWBY, because it has a very heavy themes with colors. So it's like red, white, blue, yellow.
Oh, okay.
Main characters follow that, like black, yellow. Oh, no. Not red, white, blue, yellow. Red, white, black, and yellow.
Oh. Yeah.
The main characters, like, follow those color schemes. So that's, like, the theme of it. And I only got the first manga, and then I read it, and then I gave it to my friend. But I did not know they came out with second and third and, like, little novelettes. Yeah. That's cool.
Do you have any other favorites you want to talk about?
Dork Diaries?
Oh, yeah?
I used to read those.
I've never read them. I know. I need to read one at least.
Feels like 15 more have come out since I stopped reading them.
Wait, really?
feels like so many more have come out. Didn't one come out, like, published by, like, the guy crush that she has?
There's
isn't
like
that from his POV?
Series, yeah.
Oh,
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, because the author started making something from his POV, and I was like, that's cool. And then I walked away. Because The Handmaid's Tale is having cool stuff coming out for its sequel, and I was like, that's intriguing.
Yeah. So, I remember that I was like, I'm never going to read this book ever again because this was such a horrible book when I was little. And then my friend ended up reading it. It actually sounded good for once. And I ended up loving the series. Shout out to Rachel Rochelle, I think her last name is. And how
yeah, her name last name is Rochelle or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It scares me how much I remember the covers of these books more than the contents.
The New Kid was really good.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites from this year, too.
And that's all I can remember that I read.
The New Kid is by Jerry Craft, who often comes to the Children's Book Festival.
Nice.
And The New Kid was on, like, a ton of best books of the year lists.
Yeah.
Because it was that good. Because Lena and I have very good taste.
Yeah. So.
So do you, Amelia. Don't worry. You just didn't read that book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot one.
Just let me sit here and talk about my dragons, okay?
Okay. Well, no. Well, me and my brother also love dragons.
Yes.
So, like,
dragons are awesome.
Dragons are great.
Have you watched The Dragon Prince?
I've heard of it and I've seen commercials for it, but I have not watched it yet.
But it is very good so far. And one last book, well, if like four last books. Uh-huh. Smile by Rina Teljmer. Drama, Sisters, Guts.
I haven't read Guts yet. I still need to read that one. And Ghost, I haven't read either.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Ghosts. And that's all I remember. Because, like, you can't be like, oh, that's all you read this year. Because I can't remember. Because
you can't remember certain things. Yeah. Like, it's the really outstanding books that stand out in your memory.
I couldn't remember because I actually won an award in third grade. The person who borrowed the most books. and when it was the
I'm
end
in the running
of the year,
for that one.
When... When it was the end of the year, the teacher was like, who reads the most books? And everyone looked at me and they're like, oh. And like, even the people right next to me, like, and I was scared. And everyone, like, well, most people raised their hand. And they guessed a few other people other than me because I knew it was pretty obvious.
When I was in, like, third grade, I think my teacher tried to get me to read, like, books according to my Lexile number, which weren't the books I wanted to read.
No.
I'm like, those are college books. I want to read about my dragons. And she's like, you should read this. And I'm just like, no. But, you know, small me is probably just, like, sitting there just like, you're about to make me very mad in a few seconds. And I'm not going to do anything because I'm a child, but you're going to make me mad. And I will sit here and be mad at you.
So
I can't pose any substantial threat, but I will be mad.
If I were you, I'd probably be like, hey, you're making me read these college books. I want to see my dragons.
They would have been, like, textbooks, and I would have been sad.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Well, speaking of reading outside of your age group, I read a lot of books that are not adult books, but I'm going to tell you my favorite. I'm actually going to skip the adult books and I'm going to skip the picture books because you all know I read a lot of picture books. But since you two are sort of middle grade and teen fiction age, primarily,
9 years old.
Although you read adult books too.
Yeah, I'm actually getting assigned adult books now, so I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about anymore. Because like they're assigning me like books in like in English that would have like very mature themes, but I still feel like a child even though I'm 17. So I'm like, am I an adult reading this? Am I a child? Am I an adolescent? What's going on?
Yeah. So I read a lot of books, and so it's hard to pick my favorites, and it's hard to remember, as Lena was saying. But so one of the things I started doing this year was, every month I keep track using Goodreads, which is like an online program where you can track your reading.
You've got like this like down to a system. Look at us trying like desperately to grasp at straws. Like, what books do we read this year?
Yeah. So what I've started doing is every month I figure out how many books I read that month, and then I pick my 9 favorites and I make a little image that's 9 book covers in it. So that way I can like look back and be like, what did I read this year? And what were my favorites? And I would say it's hard to pick my favorites. New Kid would definitely be up there, which Lena also loved. And I'm sure Amelia would if she read it.
Wait.
Did you? Ooh, The Darkest Part of the Forest is on there.
Yeah. I think when I think about this year, one of the things I think about is I read a lot of poetry this year. I hadn't previously read that much poetry, but both like Amelia and I especially, but also Lena, read a lot of poetry on the show. And then I also read a lot of collections of poetry. So that was really fun. And I did that on purpose. Like I made myself pick out some poetry books I wanted to read. I also read, I think, everything that Tilly Walden has ever published in print form, not counting if she was in some kind of compilation of comics, but all of her graphic novels that she's published.
Hmm.
And I think my two favorites of hers that I read this year, one is On a Sunbeam, which is like a sci-fi interesting story. And then one was called Spinning, which is a memoir about her childhood and teen years where she was a ice skater. She was on a team dancing.
You told me about Spinning and you showed me some of the pictures in that. Yeah. I thought that was really pretty.
So I think that stands out when I think back on this year. But I have a lot of favorites. It's hard to pick. And I'm still reading really good books. And, you know, the year isn't over yet. So,
yeah.
Like, I've read some this month that might make it on my list.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those are adult books, so I'm not going to talk about them.
Wait.
But one of my favorite teen books I read this year, like, when I'm thinking back on the year, there's a lot of favorites. But there was one called Anna Dressed in Blood by Kendare Blake, which is an older book. It was published several years ago, I think. That was, like, a really satisfying teen horror, like fantasy horror book. I really liked that one. When I was thinking back, like, what were some of my favorites? That one stood out. And I was like, that's interesting. Because I did really like it at the time, but I don't know. It's not really my go-to genre or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so those are a handful of my favorites from the year. So how about visual media, like movies or TV? Do you have any favorites that you watched this year?
I'm glad that you asked.
Well, because it's just my guilty pleasure, but I'm looking forward to hopefully getting It Chapter 2 for Christmas, even though it wasn't that good. I'm like, I need to have both. If I have one, I can't just not have the sequel. I liked, what other movies did I see this year?
Yeah, it's hard to think back.
What on earth? I saw Joker. That was amazing.
I haven't seen that one yet.
My friend wanted me to see it a second time, and I'm like, I don't know if I can mentally handle that a second time. Let's just wait until it comes out. It was mentally exhausting to watch. Oh, what other movies came out in 2019? A lot of bad Disney remakes me and my dad went to see just because we wanted to see.
Why not?
And I think we've unanimously decided that we will not go to any more bad Disney remakes. I haven't seen Frozen 2 yet. I wanted to
because my friends said Story 4. It's all right.
I didn't see Toy Story 4. Me and my mom were so, like, hooked and, like, you know, like, kind of, like, nailed down to the ending of the third one that we were like, we don't really want to see the fourth one. Let's just let us have our good, clean, rounded, like,
it's
trilogy.
That's cute.
Wait, does it have to be from 2019, like, the movie
shows?
No,
you just have to have seen it this year.
Darn it.
It's not movies of all time, Lena. That's for another show.
I'm not going to be talking about a lot of movies because I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff that I like, anime.
I don't know if I've watched any new anime, like, this year, but I have watched, like, me and my dad, he sat down and, like, made it his mission to watch everything on Disney Plus. He might be making a blog about it, but I managed to sit him down, and we sat down and, like, I've started watching Gravity Falls together again, and it's bringing back so many memories, and I'm just like, yay, one of my parents is actually into something that I'm also into.
Nice.
I'm so happy. But yeah, The Mandalorian is all right, because Baby Yoda's in it. I genuinely don't know how motivated I would be to watch The Mandalorian if Baby Yoda wasn't in it, and that kind of scares me. Me and my dad watched an old movie called Black Hole, which was Disney's attempt to compete with Star Wars before they owned Star Wars.
Interesting.
That was pretty old, and it was very funny because of the quality and the time it was made.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched part of a movie called Willow and then, stopped because I got bored. I'm like, this is Lord of the Rings, but worse.
Oh.
What about you, Lena? What are some of your favorite things you've watched this year?
I am glad that you asked. Avengers Endgame.
Endgame came out this year. Why didn't I think of that? That's so weird. That feels like it was such a long time ago.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, even though it came out in the summer and I'm like, oh, let's go watch that. Yeah.
I keep forgetting that also, the Captain summer
Marvel
was a part
really
of this
liked.
Year.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that Captain Marvel came out this year because I was thinking it came out a while ago.
Captain Marvel came out this year,
Wait,
too?
Wait, really?
I love that, yeah. Also. I have a funny story about Endgame. It has no spoilers, but I have a funny story about Endgame. Do I still have to worry about spoilers for Endgame in December of 2019?
I'm gonna,
just in case.
We've all seen it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Most of us.
But,
okay, spoiler alert, listeners. Yeah, plug alert. Your ears.
Kinda.
If it's in case.
My dad wanted to get there super early because he was convinced the theater would be packed, which it was. I think it was, like, the day after opening night. And, you know, it's an Avengers movie, so it doesn't matter if it's the day after opening night. It's still going to be packed. We went there, and we went into the theater, and the theater's crowded already. And we're, like, a half an hour, like, early, and we're like, what is up with this? It's already so crowded. I'm walking around. Everyone's quiet. Everyone's eating snacks. And I make eye contact with a friend of mine named Luke in the front row, and I'm like, what are you doing here? And he goes, what are you doing here? And points, and on the screen is Captain America dancing with his, like, 19-whatever's girlfriend because he goes back for her. And I'm like, what's this, a commercial? And then I look around, and I'm like, wait a minute. So me and my parents, like, dash out of the theater because we realize, wait a minute, this is the end of the previous showing. Oh. And at the time, I for some reason thought that the lady he was dancing with was Black Widow.
Okay.
And I was like, this is weird. This isn't right. And then we ran out of the theater, and I'm pretty sure some people applauded us as we ran away, which was funny. My dad waved, and then we just sat outside the theater, and I'm just like, is this early enough for you, Dad? Was it early enough?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oops.
Sitting there with my popcorn, like, being very embarrassed.
Aww.
Having to face everyone as they walk out of the theater. I'm sitting there on that little red bench that's in Spotlight Cinemas, and I'm just like, huh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Saddened.
Yeah. When I went there, I was like, where are all these people? Because I expected there would be, like, a pack of people, and they're like, woohoo! And there was only, like, three of us in the theater. Well, I guess more seats for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, what my family likes to do is, like, to take off their shoes in the theater.
I couldn't
and put
do
their
that.
Feet on the armrest.
On the armrest? No, I couldn't do that either. That would be awful. I'd just be like, why?
I don't like it because, like, I'm the shortest, and sometimes I can't even see because there are people who have, like, their hair, like, really up or their hair is, like, puffy or something.
I will. If the theater is small enough and it's not an opening night, I will not be ashamed to put my feet on the seat in front of me. Just be like, don't sit in front of me. This is your sign. And people still sit in front of me when I do it. Which, how, like, it's an obvious cue of not, don't sit in front of me, but they still do it. And I'm like,
they're like, lady, this chair is not
you want
for
me
you.
To, like, my foot is, like, in the perfect, like, angle to kick them in the head if they do sit down. Not
yeah, don't
by, like,
do it.
Like, no, I mean that as in, like, if they were to sit down, they'd slam their head into the heel of my boots.
Oh, so really, you wouldn't be kicking
Technically,
them in the head.
They'd be just
headbutting
your
foot.
They'd be headbutting me in the sole of the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd just be like, what? Sitting here all comfortable and you're just gonna, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and my dad have a very identical, like, opinion of movie theaters. I prefer it to be, like, me being the only one in there with my friends, or if there are people there, you sit as far away from us as possible. Huh. It's awful.
I recently watched My Hero and the new episodes and the movie.
My friend went to a showing of the movie and a lot of cosplayers were there.
No. So, the first thing that I thought to myself as soon as the show started was an anime that was, like, my first anime that I ever watched before, and it's called Madoka Magica.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I have a bit of a flashback. Continue.
Okay, so the main character is this girl with pink hair. She's really short, and pretty sure that she's, like, the shortest one who I've ever seen, like, in the whole entire show. And they have, like, 102 episodes or something.
And it's all typical, like, magical girl anime fare until, like, episode 4, when you realize this isn't Sailor Moon, and this might not be meant for children. It's probably an older teen thing. It's not, like, an adult show, especially. But I wasn't expecting episode 4. I think it was episode 4. And I wasn't expecting everything that came after episode 4. But everything that came after episode 4 happened. So I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
But
frightened?
I was very, very mad that on the last episode that Madoka was like, oh, I have to leave my family, and she becomes this like magical goddess or something.
I heard
and
she that gets, the ending wasn't like, great. From like,
I don't like it because I just don't like it.
Well, it's hard to stick an ending in everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people weren't happy with Avengers Endgame either.
But it's weird because it's an end. It is an end and a conclusion.
Controversial.
But there's going to be more movies about those characters.
Of course there
are. So it's an end, but is it really an end?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have an awful opinion of like Black Widow and Hawkeye, and that is that I'm indifferent and am uninterested by both of them, and no one agrees with me. My friend's like, Hawkeye is awesome, and my other friend is like, Widow is awesome, and I'm like, but why? They're boring, so when there's a point in the movie where they're like fighting to see which one of them will die, and I'm just in here like,
you're like, who cares?
I don't care. one of you fall off the cliff already. Can we get on with this? I want to see more Spider-Man.
I like them both, but I've also read a bunch of comics featuring the two of them. Not together, but like separate comics series.
Are the comics
so
better?
I think maybe that's why I like their characters a little bit more.
Yeah, I just found them both boring.
Which is interesting because they're the two that are like not magical or any way, or they don't have like
superpowers. That's why they're boring.
But I think it's interesting because there's all these like characters that are like, you know, all about like the biggest stuff. I mean, I guess Tony... Yeah. Is mostly technology and bravery.
Mm, yeah.
but they're like fighting alongside the Hulk.
He's technology and money.
Yeah. And so I think it's kind of cool that they can like survive amongst these like massive superheroes with superpowers like Captain Marvel and I don't know. So that's part of why I find them interesting is that they are less super.
And ever since Endgame and ever since Joker more so, I've been throwing myself more into DC to see if I can get into that.
Yeah.
Which has some really, really interesting storylines. And the one I'm like kind of into right now and trying to read in fragments on the internet is like Flashpoint, where it takes place in an alternate universe where I guess Flash's mom is dead in most continuities. I think. Because there are a lot of them. But in this one, he manages to save her, and it causes, like, a ripple effect. And the one main storyline that I'm, like, into in this, like, alternate universe is, like, the one where Martha and... What's his dad's name? The Waynes. The adult... His parents. Bruce Wayne's parents don't get killed,